We're already up and running. This isn't a plan that, hey, we got a good strategy here. No, this is stuff we've been doing for 2.5 years, but we've been getting blocked at every level and by judges, by everything else. I'm going, you know what? We got to go around that. We have to have a different angle here. And this plan secures our elections, everybody. We now become the police of our own elections. All of a sudden, you're sitting at home. You're going, wait a minute. Two machines in our county just went online. They lied to us. They won't show us.
And that's the beauty is you're going to give the public access to this.
The public, since Fox News and Newsmax and Salem Media won't talk about our elections, we now are going to put it in the people's hands. We're going to put it into the hands of the people. And you just put up there with all over this country. That's why at all 50 states on stage there, all 50 states were up there giving hope in their state. If people sit there and they watch this cable media, I don't care if it's Fox News, CNN, whatever, they're not going to tell you the good things going on out there that are to secure our elections. And it all comes down to people are coming out to me, Alex, you're going at the event and stuff. Mike, we got to help the borders here with the fentanyl pouring in on this. I said, you know what? I am laser focused on securing our elections because everything comes from that.
And that's all when we can fire Merrick Garland. That's when we secure the border. That's when we stop the Ukraine war. That's when we stop the fentanyl. That's when we secure the dollar. That's when we take care of the veterans. That's when we ban transgenderism surgeries for kids. Yep. We've got to get back control of the government. This excited ever. Mug Club, baby. Wow.
The replatforming begins now. Join Mug Club and get 1 month free with promo code Alex at JonesCrowder.com.
All right. I don't claim to have all the answers, but I've been in this fight 29 years and I've learned a lot. And I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm. And have courage. And if there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace, it's Mike Lindell. Now, that said, I really respect Mike, and I respect Mike enough to be honest with him. And last time he was on, it wasn't about who's right. I'm wrong sometimes, too. He believed, because he had so much overwhelming evidence, when the public saw it 2 years ago, that we would reverse the stolen election. We now see with the indictments, they're trying to outlaw questioning elections, which the State Department says is the number one proof you're not in a free country. And so Mike did have the proof. And the Democrats are on record admitting these machines are all hackable. And there was evidence of that. And there was the mail-in ballots and all of it. He believed that we would just bring this out and we would stop him. But the courts are corrupt. Congress is cowardly. They SWAT team raided him, grabbed his phone. And I said, Mike, it's going to take longer. Now, his optimism, sometimes optimism can just overpower anything. If you don't have optimism, you're going to lose. He's the opposite of a victim, and I'm not kissing his ass. It's true. He had such optimism, but I said, I believe this is going to take a lot longer, and they're going to try to even outlaw what you're doing because it's the truth. And you've seen that with the indictments federally and at the state level as well, so in D.C. and in Georgia. That said, I was on air most of the day when he did his big event. You know, I was invited, but I'm just so pinned down here I couldn't go. Apologize I didn't go, but I did watch it. So as soon as I got off on air that day, I went to my office, got lunch, and turned on the computer, and I sat there because they hadn't made the big announcement yet. And I watched for like 2 hours while I took phone calls from, you know, took care of stuff, and he made his big announcement, and it was amazing. It sent chills up my spine because why didn't I think of that? I mean, this is genius, but it's also so simple. Why didn't we think of this? Well, that's why we've got Mike Lindell. That said, here's my warning up front. What he's saying is totally legal, totally lawful. I've done research on it, but they're going to spin it as hacking. All he's saying is we're going to monitor, because they're breaking in wirelessly in other systems, what's happening and who's breaking in, which we know has been going on. And it's because he's so over the target, we've got to realize what their counteroffensive is going to be. And he talked about that as well. And he's just like I am. He got so excited. He had a great presentation, but I wanted to have him on to calmly talk about. I talked to a lot of IT folks since I saw this last week. Sounded great to me. I know the theoretical 35,000 foot view. I don't know the technical. They said, no, that's actually a great plan. But we got to then ask, how do we support his plan? And A, and then B, how do we make sure that they're not able to set him up with what they're trying to do? Because they're charging Trump with trying to steal Georgia when all he did, and he was proven right, was go in and try to monitor things. So he had a big conference last week. You can find it all on his website. He's also a big sponsor of ours. We would not be on air right now if it wasn't for Mike Lindell. You go to MyPillow.com. They got big sales going on. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low. Use promo code. We'll talk about that before he leaves because it keeps him on air and keeps his employees there, and he's such a fighter. And it keeps us on air. We get 10%. There's not much profit there, so that's a big deal. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex or MyPillow.com/Alex. But we'll get to that before he leaves us. My congratulations, first off, on last week's big event. It was definitely underhyped for how big it was. I agree with you. It is the answer. That said, because I only watched like 3 hours of it, maybe you got into it, but talk about the plan first, and then how are you going to deal with them when you're trying to monitor what's coming in, claiming you are hacking the machines? Mike Lindell.
And one part of it was this new wireless monitoring device, everybody. And I had it delivered into the event with a drone for effect. It was so cool coming in with a drone. Of course, the media said, Mike Lindell's going to have drones over Louisiana this fall, and Mike Lindell's going to attack and break into our election. No, and what this device isn't, this is one piece of the plan, though. They've lied to us and lied to us. They've told us that the biggest block has been our machines are not on the internet. They're not on the internet. They're not on the internet. They're not on the internet. County clerks say they're not on the internet. The election officials, they're not on the internet. Yes, they are on the internet. But you know what? We've been trying for 2 years to tell them that, and they're not listening. So now it took a year to develop this device. This is not a Wi-Fi sniffer, everybody. What this is, all it is a device that says when another device goes online. Doesn't mean they're transmitting anything, just when they go online. You know how you come into a room, everybody, and you've got all these different Wi-Fis available. That's a Wi-Fi sniffer. That detects things in the air that these Wi-Fis are available. But with this device, you come in a room, and it says, let's say you were in your own home. If I all of a sudden it would go, bing, this is online. My refrigerator's on, just went online. Wow, here's a camera somebody put in my house that's online.
By the way, everybody should have this with all the smart machines. We know we're being invaded by this. This is a really good idea.
Absolutely. And that's down the road. That's down the road because it will be a commercialized device. It's perfectly legal, everybody. It doesn't break into the internet.
No. I know it's perfectly legal. I'm saying they're going to misrepresent that.
No, I got that. So here's, I got that part, Alex, and you're right. I figured that attack will be coming, but we've checked lawyers, we've checked into everything. If they actually ban this device, they got to ban cell phones. That's it. They'd have to ban all devices. But that is just one part of the plan, everybody. Imagine that you're a county clerk. We want every county clerk to have one that's in charge. Like this fall, we're going to do it in Louisiana. Every parish would have one, and they have one in there. Let's say it's the county official, and all of a sudden, it's like Ghostbusters. This light comes on. That machine just went online. You told us these routers, polling books, printers, and all these, and voting machines.
Got it. So it's an alarm to let folks know. They claim it's not connected. Then why is it connected?
That's right. And there's the drone I had come into the event with it. But so I'm going to. So, guys, what that is, now we have the real time monitoring device, and we're going to hopefully we have enough of them made for this fall's election. We have big elections, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Kentucky. But we also have two other things, Alex. We have the Cause of America, where I have 300 and some thousand people on the ground that have been working hard for 2 years, everybody, 2 years, they've been going to county officials trying to get back to paper ballots, hand-counted, same-day voting, precinct level, signature required, and get rid of these machines. So now these guys also, they're reporting things. They report things back to me and to now what I set up. It's called the Election Crime Bureau. All their feedback, whether it's pictures of a crime going on in real time, like let's say you had the 2022 election in Kansas, you were seeing ballots flipped in real time right on the machine, and I was getting pictures from all of them coming in. Well, now it all goes into the Election Crime Bureau, and we take that, we distribute it out to all the lawsuits.
So you're creating an open source human intelligence system.
That's exactly right. And here's the best thing, everybody. You can all get involved. Go to franksocial.com. Go to the App Store. Get Frank Social, and you can watch it there. We have a real-time crime stream, a real-time election crime stream, and all 50 states are there. So you can sit in the comfort of your easy chair this fall and watch these elections and watch things.
This is going to scare the hell out of them. So you've got the floor. Let's walk through it. First, the big announcement encapsulated. And then let's go through all of it.
Yeah, you go through. We have the election or the wireless monitoring devices. They're going to be everywhere in all the places you have elections, and that's going to report if these machines go online. Then you're getting reports of pictures and stuff that come in from my 300 some thousand people on the ground. So these are trusted people out there putting this input. Then you get Frank Social. You get that app, everybody. Sit at home. We want everybody to know what's going on. You can look it up right in your backyard. You can see, hey, there's a house four people down in my neighborhood. It says 9 people voted there and only 1 person lives there. And then you're going, whoa. So you can even go talk to your neighbor and say, look what they did to you. Now 8 people voted in your house. It's going to create awareness, Alex.
Well, who came up with this genius idea? I know you funded it. Who's the genius here?
I did. I put every part of it, and I believe I got it in prayer a year ago, and I said, you know what? Everything we're doing is getting done too slow, even though we're trying. We got to get our elections secure now, not past the 2020.
And, of course, the FBI should be doing this, but we now know they've been covering up election fraud evidence in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan. They've been caught. They are covering it up.
Absolutely. One of the biggest things I want to say to everybody, what is this going to manifest to? What it's going to manifest to is everything we've done in all 50 states for 2.5 years where we get pushback and pushback, like in Arkansas. In Arkansas, we had counties that were going to paper ballots, hand counted. Then we had this Republican, this rhino, put a bill through that said, if you go to paper ballots, we're going to defund you. And so we've had to fight the Republicans, the rhinos, and the Uniparty Republicans. And we shouldn't have to fight. It's like, do they have another agenda? Well, this is another thing I'm going to announce, Alex, that we've got another tool. As you know, when I ran for RNC president, I got to know a lot of those 168. And we planted the seeds last January to get a resolution passed for paper ballots, hand counted, same-day voting, signature required, precinct level. That passed last week, at last Friday. It is awesome. That passed last Friday, so the Republicans passed the Republican National Committee. I'll read just a few things here. They want fully audible, namely hand-marked voter verified paper to ensure every voter is memorialized by a paper record. They support the rights of counties and states that are willing to efficiently implement voting procedures that do not require the use of machines. It goes on and on. Localized polling places. This is the most. This combined with our plan. Now we're going to be able to go back to every one of these counties in the United States, all 3,143 or whatever there is, go back to all of them and say, now do you want to get rid of these electronic machines? Now do you want to go to paper ballots, hand counted? Now do you want to have elections instead of selections? That's what's going to happen. Right now we have 18 counties just in California alone that are going to go to paper and paper ballots.
And by the way, I want to be clear about this. You look at the State Department that goes around policing elections worldwide. By their own rules, we have some of the most fraudulent elections in the world. So now the Democrats, after pointing this out forever, they look ridiculous trying to say we're going to arrest anybody that questions this. This shows to me they're incredibly desperate. So whereas you're on the solution path, what do you make of the indictments of Trump and all this insanity?
Well, I just talked to our great real president a couple of days ago, and he was congratulating me on the great event we had, and it's disgusting, and they're afraid. They're so afraid. You know, what a great indictment picture, booking picture that he had with, you know, they probably wanted him to smile, and, you know, he's going, this isn't a, you know, we have to save our country. This is serious. I told him that picture was perfect because, you know what? It says, I'm coming for all of you after we get through this.
You ought to put that on a flag or a towel as a fundraiser and get part of it to Trump.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's a great idea. He, you know, he's taken, I asked him how he was doing, and there's the picture. I asked him how he was doing, and I said, are you doing okay? He said, he goes, Mike, he goes, we don't have any choice. He goes, we don't have any choice. We have to win. We have to save our country. He loves his country. He loves, you know, as we all do, Alex. And that's so perfectly said.
We have no choice. He's right. We are being taken over. We have no choice.
This is it. We get one shot at this, everybody. We need our election secure. And I promised him. He goes, Mike, you know what I've been asked the most? Are they going to try and steal it again? And I said, well, of course they are. I said, but sir, you have my word. With this plan, we're going to at least get to the point with everybody's help, the best election platforms at that time, a security that we can have. We're going to do everything 24 hours a day if it takes that, all the way up to the 2024 election to fix and to secure our elections as much as we can. And then you wait. When he gets in, then he can just get rid of all the rest of the corrupt elections platforms that we have. And it's going to be amazing.
Well, I mean, listen, you're a man of action. When I sit here all gaga, it's because it's real. Incredible, Mike. Where do you find the energy and the stamina? Because the best part of this job is I get to learn about all these men and women like you that are such beautiful Americans out there. You please continue, because we're not breaking for a while here. What else is on your radar screen?
Yeah, this is my biggest thing, is because it's so important that people need to know we're already up and running. This isn't a plan that, hey, we got a good strategy here. No, this is stuff we've been doing for 2.5 years, but we've been getting blocked at every level and by judges, by everything else. I'm going, you know what? We got to go around that. We have to have a different angle here. And this plan secures our elections, everybody. We now become the police of our own elections. All of a sudden you're sitting at home, you're going, wait a minute, two machines in our county just went online. They lied to us. They won't show us.
And that's the beauty, is you're going to give the public access to this.
The public, since Fox News and Newsmax and Salem Media won't talk about our elections, we now are going to put it in the people's hands. We're going to put it into the hands of the people. And there's and you just put up there with all over this country. That's why at all 50 states on stage there, all 50 states were up there giving hope in their state. If people sit there and they watch this cable media, I don't care if it's Fox News, CNN, whatever, they're not going to tell you the good things going on out there that are to secure our elections. And it all comes down to people are coming out to me, Alex, are going at the event and stuff. Mike, we got to help the borders here with the fentanyl's pouring in on this. I said, you know what? I am laser focused on securing our elections, because everything comes from that.
And that's when we can fire Merrick Garland. That's when we secure the border. That's when we stop the Ukraine war. That's when we stop the fentanyl. That's when we secure the dollar. That's when we take care of the veterans. That's when we ban transgenderism surgeries for kids. Yep. We've got to get back control of the government.
You got that. And the only way we can, everybody, is securing these election platforms. And let me tell you, if you get franksocial.com, you guys, you can go check everything out at LindellOffenseFund.org. LindellOffenseFund.org. You can check that out. And that's got all the plan there. It's got the resolution there. And we're winning right after the summit. We had four states now where we are getting pushback by Uniparty people, and they just hunkered down now, because now everybody knows, hey, there's this plan here.
And if they come out against you, they're against citizens monitoring their own elections.
That's exactly right. That's you nailed it. You got, if they come out against us now, you're going, what are you, part of the Uniparty? Are you against freedoms? Are you one of them?
Mike, I know you don't want to talk about yourself, but I want all listeners to pray for you right now because you're a smart guy. You don't need me to tell you this. You know your plan's genius, and you know that, I mean, how do you deal, how do you get past any fear? Why are you so fearless?
It's I only fear God. I stay in the Word, and I tell everybody that all the time. If you want to, people say to me all the time, how do you have the courage, Mike? Or they'll say, you know, I say, I'm in prayer, and they go, well, Mike, I prayed too, and I prayed for this and this to happen, but it didn't happen. And I say, well, you know, those are reactionary prayers. Back when I was a crack addict and stuff, I'd be in jail going, please, Lord, I won't do it again if you let me out, you know, if I get out of here. But those can be reactionary prayers. And not God's will. And everything we're all praying for that isn't happening.
Right, you got to pray in God's will.
You got to pray in God's will. And where's God's will? God's will is in the Word. So I stay in the Word, and I'm able. Then your proactive prayers, they line up beautifully. I can have a peace like I did at that summit. If anyone gets a chance, if you watch Mike Lindell, How We Got Here, it's on Frank's Speech, everybody.
I was about to ask, because I watched a lot of it. Where do we find the conference? What are the best parts?
Yeah, go to frankspeech.com or get the app. Go there, everybody, and you go down. It'll say Election Summit right there, and you can watch the whole thing start to finish. But I encourage everybody to watch Mike Lindell, How We Got Here. That's my opening speech that I actually did it on teleprompter. It was so important to the nation. I wrote it. What that's going to do, everybody, is give you all hope. I took all the negatives that we think are negatives, and they're actually mini miracles to get to where we're at right now. We're at the best time in history to be alive. We get one shot at this, but you know what? With all the pieces we have, it's a pretty good shot, and it is God's will to you know, and we're in the greatest revival for Jesus Christ in history because of all this, too, because of the negative stuff going on. People don't reach out to God when things are going really good. They're not out there thinking. But God gave us grace for such a time as this. And if you watch that, How We Got Here, you're going to be so optimistic, everybody, and have so much hope. And encourage everybody, watch that. Then you can watch the plan. We had a great, Lou Dobbs came on. He was at the summit. He did a great State of the Nation speech. And we had all 50 states there. You can scroll down and find your state and get hope that's right in your own state. And then if you want everything current, then you get that app, franksocial.com. But I'll tell you, everybody, I have never been so optimistic as I am now. I kept going, oh, things are going too slow. We have all the evidence. You guys, we have more evidence. You can cover this earth 10 times over if you put it all on a piece of paper, 2 feet thick. We've got evidence. It doesn't matter. Oh, you got to go to court. You got to go through this. They want to push everything out past 2024 because they know the biggest threat to them is Donald Trump and that he would get, you know, completely dismantle all of this corruption, this world order and this deep state globalist uniparty CCP, all of them tied together. And if you guys, I'm telling you, there's so much hope because now we have a plan. We have a plan and we have hope. And, you know, and I don't usually ask for it, but boy, I need help. And that is that LindellOffenseFund.com. Or .org, either one, LindellOffenseFund.org. Or you guys can help out going to MyPillow.com. We've got this. Alex, I don't know if I can tell you this.
Right no, now. My Mike, stay there. Stay there. I know you're a busy man. Do one more segment. We got to go to break in 30 seconds because I need the help too. We need to stay on air. You give us 10%, which is great. I know your promise is only like 30%. I want to talk about the American-made products you've got, hundreds of products, not just at MyPillow.com, but your My Shop. All of it, promo code Alex to get the discount. Let's come back and talk about that. I've studied how the globalists, how the mad scientists are controlling us, and they're doing it by keeping us undernourished. You can eat all the food you want in the world, but if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals in an organic, absorbable form, if you don't have the key elements like iodine, you are literally like someone in a paddle boat without oars, without paddles. Ladies and gentlemen, we are running a flash sale, because we're about to sell out of both of these, of X3 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion in the final days of August. This is a fundraiser. We'll sell out of this. I can sell it at full price. But I want those of you that have been on the fence and never tried X3 or never tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion to take action and try this product, because I know you're going to be blown away by the energy, the stamina, the focus, the libido. This is so critical. Get your X3 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion for 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Yep, they got a tiger by the tail. The globalists got Trump by the tail. They got Mike Lindell by the tail. And they got me by the tail and you by the tail. But I want listeners to recognize something. And Mike Lindell and all his other shows, people, oh, Mike Lindell, the friendly, funny, smart, energetic guy. I track things. They're scared of this guy. He is one of the most effective truth tellers out there. I'm just blessed to know him. And he didn't make a big deal about it. But let me tell you, I'd be checking the luggage he's put on his plane when he flies around every day. Because they are pissed at this guy. And they plan, they're already meddling in the election, they're already stealing it, they're trying to, all these indictments on Trump. The good news is they've jumped the shark. We forced them out in the open. But Mike, I'm really worried they're going to stage some false flags. They keep saying Trump supporters are violent with no evidence. On your radar screen, how do you think the enemy's going to strike us? Because I get you're on your path to victory to mobilize and try to make the election free and open. It's a great plan. I support it. But I'm really concerned about what the enemy's going to do because they're such cornered rats. Give us your take on that and the Trump indictments and the rest of it.
Right. Well, first of all, we're very blessed that we have the elections going on this fall, because that's where we're putting everything in for a prototype of a proof of concept, everybody. We already have, remember, everybody, we already have wins in so many counties in this country that are already committed to go paper ballots, hand counted. And we had an election last spring in Osage County, Missouri.
Oh, that's key. That's key. It's not going to be as easy as it was 3 years ago for them to steal it this time.
Oh, absolutely not. And this fall, like I said, this fall, everyone's going to, as long as everyone out there is watching, you're basically, it almost becomes a neighborhood watch. You can see what's going on in your own backyard. And that's going to be so important that the public doesn't get their news from from your Fox Newses or your Newsmax, because they're not going to tell you about the election, any anomalies, everybody. They're still afraid to talk about that. That's one of our biggest blockers. So by the public policing our own elections, they're going to try. Now, are they going to try and say that these devices, these wireless monitoring devices are somehow illegal? Well, then you better make your cell phones illegal, because it's under the same umbrella. So when you go to your cell
phone. No, you're right. You should be allowed to know who's hitting the network.
You should be allowed to know. If I'm in my comfort of my home, I want to know if devices are going online that might be in my refrigerator, or if somebody put a camera in and they're monitoring me.
They'll make a joke about that, but the head of the CIA 12 years ago said, we're going to spy on you via your refrigerator. All these new devices are spying on you on record.
Right. Well, I have a friend of mine who has a refrigerator with the internet in it. There's internet right in it, but, is it ever online? I don't know.
The cars made for 20 years, Mike, it's everywhere.
You know what's really cool, Alex, is you can turn off with this device. We've demoed it, being my team, and you can turn off your phone, completely turn it off, and if that was still connected to the internet, you'd be able to tell that with this device. One of the things that we didn't have time that I would have liked to show there at the event.
Yeah, talk about that. Well, your thing's key. Because I've done these things on air. Every 15 seconds, a cell tower still pings your phone. It's still on. That's why the battery goes down even when it's off. When you think your phone's off, it's on. So you're just making people aware of what's already going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And if let's say you're in a room. Now, I'm going to give an example. Let's say it's in an election. I'm going to go through an election, everybody. So here's this fall's election. And let's say you're sitting at home and you've got Frank Social and you're looking at real-time crime come in. You got this stream come in and you're seeing, okay, and now maybe you want to watch your own backyard. Let's say you're in Minnesota, Louisiana, whatever it is. I'm in Louisiana. All of a sudden I'm going, beep, beep, beep. Two machines. Voting machines, everybody. That's what we're monitoring right in the elections. We're monitoring. They lied and said the routers, the polling books, the printers, that none of these are online. It doesn't say we're not tapping in to see if they're transmitting or flipping votes. They told us a lie. So now with that lie, and everyone says, well, Mike, is it, what does this manifest to? What does this do? Well, in fact, people ask me, well, what are the judges going to go for this? Now, is that evidence? No, it's not illegal for those machines to be online, but they lied and said they were never online because that's how they've been blocking all of our cyber data, all the stuff we have, the cast vote records we have.
Yeah, they tell the judges all of the news. These aren't online. We've had thousands of demonstrations the last 20 years where high school kids go in and break into them in seconds.
That's exactly right. So what it does, when we've approached all these officials from the county up, I've had teams from the top down, the Secretary of State's down. I've dealt with all the attorney generals. I've got cases that are going to get to the Supreme Court. But we started about 2 years ago from the counties up. The counties can make, most of them can make their own decision to get rid of these computers in our election. Well, when you went to them, they always had an excuse, you know, but most of them was, well, my machines aren't online. I run the best county in the world. How do you explain all these non-residents that voted and these people that aren't alive that voted in our county? Remember, everybody, every single county in the United States, everyone had non-residents that voted in their county, which is illegal. Now, people didn't march into their county and say, hey, let's go commit a crime and vote for Biden. No, these names were pulled by the computers. So now when we go back in after this plan and imagine all your neighbors, you know, your county clerk or whatever, and you're going, hey, I see my machines were online and I see all this fraud that happened here right in our backyard. Now, can we get rid of these machines? Now, can we get rid of these? These are the things, our sales pitches to these counties. After this fall's election, they're going to come crumbling down, and we're going to county by county. It's not.
And by the way, what you're saying is key. People think you fight evil and win in one wave. No, you fight them, draw them out, and then fight again. Yeah. It's a long-term project.
Yes. Yep. And but when I say long-term, I believe now, 1 year from now, I believe we're going to have probably the most secure elections we've had in 20 years. This is what I'm saying, Alex. It's just making awareness. People have been lied to. Think of these election officials that get lied to by the machine company. Oh, you know, they told me, who told you they weren't online? Well, the machine companies did. Well, a lie, you're in a string of lies.
And now you can show a judge, showed this group connected. Then you get a warrant, and then you see what they did. So let's stop right here. You said something critical earlier. And I read the news, and you're not a guy that whines, but when you need help, you should do it. You had to borrow $10 million to keep your American company going just a month ago. We are basically on the rocks as well. Not because we're bad, because we're good. People need to know they can't just expect you to be here forever. They can't expect me to be forever. They can support what you're doing, what I'm doing, what we're all doing at mypillow.com/Alex, promo code Alex. So give us the pitch. You've got great products made in America. The prices are insanely low. The quality is insanely good. Literally try it, folks. Tell us about the products at mypillow.com and then my store.
Right. And what we've done over the last 2 weeks, because we were attacked, both my store was attacked, the website was attacked, my pillow, my call center. I've had the worst attacks in 2 weeks, but you know what? And we're an employee-owned company. I just have the most shares. They keep their confidence because of all of you out there. So what we've done, since we don't have our box stores, we brought the towels are back. This is the biggest. The towels are back, 50% off our towels. So they're $39.98 for a six-pack set. And here's one. Here's a surprise for you, Alex. Our original My Slippers, the original, everybody, we're having an early Christmas sale for people here. And these are $29.98 or $29.99. Normally $100 and some. These are all the slippers. And then we have our mattress sale. We have our mattresses on sale. It's Labor Day sale. We're having mattresses on sale across the board. But we've got, and our sheets, Percale sheets, we're closing out a line of them to make room for more manufacturing room down there at our factory. And we're on this line of sheets that we're closing out. It's $35 for queen, $39 for king, $29 for full, and $25 for twin. And then here we have...
Let me just stop you, Mike, because let me tell you, you're not stupid. I'm going to tell you, you're putting your life in your hands right now. You really are the tip of the spear. If people won't buy great products at great prices to support this, they deserve what they get. Everybody should go to MyPillow.com/Alex. Everybody should support you and us. And I'm not bitching at the listeners. I'm saying, you want people to fight, folks? We're doing it. This is it. Keep going.
Absolutely. And this is our 20-year anniversary, too, since I invented MyPillow. So we put these on sale, too. These are our anniversary pillow. This is queen size, $19.98, $29.99 for the king. And this is the original MyPillow fill. These are the best. You get the best sleep ever. What, originally $69? And we put all these on sale right now for all of you because we do need help. And remember, everything that comes through to me, you know what I do with it? I spend it on trying to secure our elections. That's what I do with anything that comes through to me. My employees, you're helping my employees.
No, you don't have to tell us how much you're under your attack, brother. I can't even imagine it. The attack we're under. I know they're attacking you more. It's just insane. Tell us about my store and all the American companies.
My store got really attacked last week, everybody. They came after my store and they put these credit card things on there. So we had to, they actually lost sales for like a half a day.
No, they do it to us too. I know. Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah,
and these are entrepreneurs. I set up mystore.com.
No, they're trying to block thousands of American people selling products because it's a microcosm. They want to destroy us.
100% USA made. You got the My Coffee, the Uganda, there's the Bleed Stop. All of these products, 100% made in the USA. There's thousands of them on there. All these are entrepreneurs. Just like and just everyday citizens that came up with a product, they need your support, and you can all these savings on there, and I could sit here and tell you a story. I met most of these entrepreneurs, and we've
done. Take your time. Tell us about mystore.com. Tell us all about it.
It's so, you know, products come up there like the My Coffee. That one especially, it was a small family-owned company in Florida, and they get their own beans in South America. It was like a microbrewery, and we took it to the limit. I tried that coffee, and people send me stuff all the time, and I tried to, wow, this is something different. This is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. So I went down and met them, and they were so passionate about their coffee, and they told me what goes into every part of coffee making. And we did that, and they now this is it. This isn't the one. This is My Coffee. This is a different coffee that's up there. But it's My Coffee if you pull up the first square. So I took it, and they said, can we use the name My Coffee? I said, absolutely. There it is, everybody. This coffee is the best coffee you will ever have in your life. And if you sign up now with promo code Alex, you get a free go anywhere pillow. We're doing all kinds of specials there. Another one, if you go. This stuff here, this ashwagandha gummies and apple cider gummies.
And I can't believe we have George Soros and the Rothschilds with hundreds of millions attacking us. And here's Mike Lindell selling pillows and coffee trying to save the country. Folks, if we just get excited and take action, we're unstoppable. Everybody's got to go there. They got to support what you're doing, Mike.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And you guys, and you're supporting these entrepreneurs. They all have families. They're out there hurting because of the economy. Our economy is getting destroyed.
You're a real businessman. I've got the numbers here on the economy. They are annihilating it. I've got all these clips of Biden bragging how it's the best economy in the world. You're dialed into the whole country. What are you really seeing?
It's horrible. It's terrible. There are people getting desperate. You have so many small businesses like these entrepreneurs. They're very scared. That's just what they rely on. I finally gave them a platform of mystore.com where they don't get swallowed up on Amazon by products made in China or over on Google or all these Facebook, these places where they copy you and stuff. And so they rely on this, and then for them to get attacked. But right now, everybody's scared. I mean, there's fear out there with the economy. And you guys, and you can go up. If you go to the top on the website, we have all different. There's all different products. So there's bathroom products, and we've got them all categorized. It's like a mini Amazon, but it is USA-made products. You're supporting all these people in the USA.
Listen, Joseph Farah and WorldNet Daily a decade ago or more sued the Clinton Foundation and got all their library documents. And when they first got into office in 93, Their main mission was stopping populists. They didn't call us conservatives, but Americans from having their own businesses and their own systems. They are so scared of us because if we start spending money, not just on American-made, but on Patriot-made, it's game over. We use our money. It's the opposite of their social credit score and their ESG. We do this now. We win. We still have it, but the window's closing.
Yeah, absolutely. We get one shot at this, and I'll tell you, you know, by supporting these entrepreneurs at mystore.com, you know, I often said this before, Alex. Quite a while ago, back in 2017, our real president had me at the White House for a manufacturing summit. And do you know when a manufacturing business goes under here or moves overseas or whatever, you take a whole bunch with you. You take a whole bunch of products. I used an example of a snowmobile company back in the day. They left here because the economy got bad. I forget how far back it was, but when they left, 9 other companies went with that. It involved, I think 10,000 employees when you spread over the fasteners, the person that made the seats, the person that made this. It's like, you know, it's just like with my pillow. There's the cotton manufacturer, or the cotton, there's the fabric manufacturer, there's the patented fill made in Wisconsin. All these things, you have no idea if you can keep the manufacturing, keep
it's the infrastructure. You don't talk about yourself. And I read your book. It's amazing. People can find it at mypillow.com or mystore.com. Promo code Alex at discount and support us both. But spend a few minutes on yourself and your process, like how you grew up, when you found God, and then how you did all this great work, because you're an example to us all.
Right. Well, you know, I was a functioning addict in every way. You go back to, I was put into a new school when I was 9 years old or 7 years, I guess 7 years old. And my parents divorced back when divorces weren't common. It tells you how important the families can be, the family unit too back then. But back then, so I got put in a new school and I felt different, felt like an outcast. Anyway, it manifested into, I only went to college for, I think, 1 quarter. I would either show off to people or I wouldn't talk. I was kind of one or the other. And I was actually, it's funny, when you read my book, one of my biggest fears was speaking in public or talking to people because I found out later it's because I had fear of rejection. Well, you don't get rejected if you don't talk. But I became a very functioning addict. I prayed back in the 80s. I had bad things going on, and I prayed, and I ended up getting my dream was, you know, getting married, having kids. It was a 20-year marriage, functioning addict. But during that time, I was also an entrepreneur. I would do problem solution. My sister flooded a third-story apartment complex with a waterbed, and I became a carpet cleaner. I was in treatment once, and For the D-dubs I would get in the 80s, and I was in treatment talking to this guy, and he told me that he had from California, and he did these. Remember, I'm in Minnesota. He goes, yeah, we had this lunch wagon business. He pulled open the side, and people bought stuff off it. So I called my friend up. I said, you come up with money for a truck. We're going to go into the lunch wagon business. We built it into a big business, all the time having a parallel track of addiction. And then I ended up getting it. And I never had anything handed to me. I had to build it from scratch. Like I got into the bar business and bar and restaurant. And I had one bar for 13 years, which wasn't a good place for an addict. But people, you know, people perceive addicts as people on the streets with, you know, down and out on the streets with homeless or whatever. Well, that's not true. It doesn't matter how many forks you eat with, addiction affects everyone. And
no, I totally agree. But what was your transformation? Because you're really an amazing
transformation. And I'll tell you this, everybody. On January, I invented MyPillow in 2004. And I started crack cocaine in 2000, and I quit crack cocaine and everything overnight on January 16, 2009. Now I prayed to God and I knew that he had this big calling, and I knew that calling that would be gone if I waited one more day. Was at my bottom. Well, people say I made sure I didn't have any money or anything, that it was be the greatest comeback ever, that with God, all things are possible. Well, when I quit that day, I woke up in the morning and I prayed the night before that I would never have the desire again for any of these addictions, alcohol, crack, cocaine, you name it. And it was gone the next day. Now, that was a miracle in itself. And I actually thought that that's the day that I was saved. And then it wasn't until And by the way, when I woke up that day, my pillow was just a blip on the radar because everything had been taken from me or lost by myself. Well, if you fast forward, I didn't find Jesus as my Lord and Savior, so a complete surrender, till February 18th, 2017, everybody. And everyone says, come on, Mike, you always wore your cross on TV or whatever. Yeah, I always wanted to be that guy. And I'll tell you, back in the day, back on January 16, 2009, before that, you guys, I was in the streets of Minneapolis. It was the spring of 2008. And I came out of the bedroom and I was up for 14 days and three of the biggest drug dealers were standing there and they're looking at me. They're going, I go, what are you guys doing? You know each other? They had never met, but they knew of each other. They said, Mike, we're cutting you off. You've been up for 14 days. I said, what is this, an intervention? They go, call it whatever you want. And now they cut me off and I waited. It was 2:30 in the morning when the last guy that was watching me went to sleep. I was scraping the crack pipe and carpet farming, and I headed down the streets of Minneapolis, and I get down there. I couldn't buy crack anywhere. They had gotten the word out, right? So about 3 o'clock in the morning, I come back upstairs and he's standing there and he goes, how'd that work out for you? And I was all upset. And he goes, here's what he said to me. He goes, man, you've been telling us for years that that you're going to quit someday, all your addictions, and you're going to come back and help us out of this world we're living in, this crack or this drug world we're living in. And he said, give me your phone. I'm going to take a picture so you remember that. You've been telling us you're going to write a book someday too. And he said, here's for that book. Well, Alex, this is that picture. If I can see it, if I turn it, it's the good mic, bad mic here. And anyway, that's on the cover of my book. Two of those guys then that did that intervention, they actually worked for me and they're born again Christians. So, and what manifested.
Incredible. And the story is, for anybody going through this, sometimes it's overnight, but sometimes, most of the time, it's a long process. And God worked with you, and people around you got touched because God had a plan for you, is what you're saying.
Yeah. And I'm saying this too, is that, you know, people, they see example. Like when I was at the White House, in 2017, I'd already been saved and by the grace of God. And I went live, and here I'm sitting next to the president of the United States and all my friends at home. My crack friends back in the day are going, what is this crack addict on TV? Jesus has to be real because this is a miracle. You know, I never thought I'd be within 5 feet of the White House, much less become friends with our great real president. But I want to say this. Anybody out there in addiction, everybody, I set up. And it's free. It's the Lindell Recovery Network.org. It's free. I spent millions setting it up. I want, my original thing was to help addicts. And then all of a sudden I got put into this election platforms and which if we don't have a free country, you know, it nothing matters. But you can set yourself free right now with where we're at with hopelessness in this country and fentanyl pouring across the borders. And I think it's 300 and some people dying every day from fentanyl. Maybe it's even higher now. Right now, if you have someone that's feeling hopeless and alone and has turned to addiction or their addiction's got worse, go to LindellRecoveryNetwork.org is free. And I can't say enough about that. And it's
safe. All right, Mike Lindell, I love you. We appreciate you. MyPillow.com/Alex supports you, supports us, supports us all. Everybody needs to go there. MyStore.com, Alex, all of it. We love you. Great plan. The Holy Spirit's with you. The Force is with you. We appreciate you, brother. And we know you can't give up. You'll never give up. Have a great week. Congratulations on last week's huge event, sir.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you all. Thank you so much, Alex, for having me on. And thanks for all your support, everybody, at MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Get those towels. Get those six-packs.
All right. Don't hang up, Mike. I know you're always busy. I want to say bye to you when we go to break here. I'll do a little bit more in the next hour. And I guess so. It's coming up. And then Owen Schroer in 1 hour, 3 p.m. Central, Infowars.com/show. Financing to fight the globalists. Plus, we've got great products you need. These are historic. They're one of a kind. We sold out of Alex Jones for President shirt. Told you, these are all limited editions now. And we have a few of the political prisoner original mugshot, which is not the real mugshot. that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com for $17.76. But what we do have being printed right now is the Real Trump Mugshot Never Surrender t-shirt. And on the front says Trump 2024. On the back it says Never Surrender. That's what he said yesterday. InfoWars.com. So Trump 2024 in black and white and in gold with Never Surrender on the back. And that's a designer shirt, ladies and gentlemen. High quality fabric, high quality printing. So when we're selling these for $17.76, we paid like $15 for these. So we're just selling that one almost at cost. It's almost gone. So the original limited edition political prisoner shirt that is not the accurate mugshot, something we came up with when they were originally going to do it, didn't. Then we now have the real mugshot. And if you want those, they're being printed right now. Anybody tells you you've got the shirt, and it isn't a two-week wait, it is full of it. We put the order in this morning. They'll be done in about a week and a half. They're making them right here in Texas. And they'll be shipping out. So get your orders in now and get a piece of history. Trump 2024 in black and white. The real mugshot, Never Surrender on the back, InfoWars.com. And we have the gold one as well. I think the gold one will be the most popular, but we will see. All three shirts now available. The original ready to ship. Limited edition about to sell out. And we also have a flash sale of X3. Limited supply came in, and Vitamineral Fusion. Both are selling out very, very quickly. But despite that, they're 40% off. That's what finances this operation. I want to thank you all for your support.